Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
On Tuesdays, we do People Need Advice. A lot of times they're fairly heavy. Sometimes they're simple, like, should I buy a classic sports car or should I pay off my student loan? Whatever it might be. Sometimes they're big, like, how can I forgive someone? Whatever it might be. This one we missed, and Hot Wings had saved it from the week before and brought it up and read it to us the other day.
Yeah, it was a little too late for us to get the person on the phone, but here's how it went.
It says, I need help. In a moment of drunken glory, I rigged our office secret Santa so that everyone in the office, about 50 people, are supposed to get me a gift. And absolutely nothing for anyone else.
Yes.
Holy moly.
The exchange is supposed to happen, and panic has set in that this may not be an idea that was as good as I initially thought.
Oh, no, it's disagree.
Better. It's
help.
Better.
How do I resolve this?
When does it take place, did he say?
Well, now that I look at it more carefully, it looks like it was supposed to happen Friday.
Text him and ask how it went.
Yes.
Yeah, text you got to write that person.
Say, we need you to call in.
Send a photo of your loot. Okay. So we texted him back. We didn't see the response on Tuesday. Not quickly enough, anyway. It was there. Would you like to hear the update as of yesterday?
Absolutely.
I want to hear how much stuff he got. How many free appetizers is he getting at a local restaurant? Because he got a coupon book or something like that.
He writes, Office Secret Santa. After a disheartening lack of advice last week, I panicked further and called in sick last Friday, the day of the gift exchange.
That's a terrible move.
I came into work yesterday, so Monday, to a mailbox full of gift cards, lotto tickets, I'd say $700 or so in value. So the rest of the reply shares the plan going forward. Kelly, please speculate to what the plan is going forward now that he's back. He or she, probably a guy.
I mean, you have to, does he write like an individual thank you card to everybody?
Maybe.
To say like, hey, thanks. Gotcha, bitch.
Right?
I mean, you got to keep the joke going. So that way when they figure out that it was you, it's still funny. And then maybe do, like I said yesterday, like an office white elephant kind of party where you can then exchange the gifts in a fun way.
Yeah. Or make a list of, he said there were 50 people in the first one. Make a list of the, like, 1 through 50, and people sign up on a line, and you had predetermined which one is which, and then they get okay. Whatever that line is, right? You can't.
Yeah.
Steve?
If it's me, I'm going in with sheer confusion and just being like, what is this? What happened?
Trying to make them think that someone else
rigged
it?
What did I miss? Yeah. Because did he ever tell us how he actually rigged it? Like, did he just...
I'm not sure.
Because I don't remember how they...
I don't remember.
Did they draw names out of a hat and he just put his name in there 50 times?
Maybe. Like, did he organize it? Take all the other names out?
It had
right,
to
don't
been.
Tell anyone. I guess that would work. Boy, what a scam. Maitland, what would you do?
I like the white elephant idea, like the number thing. Or you just go around and pretend like an elf broke in last night and just sprinkle the gifts on everybody else's desks and never admit what happened.
And hope no one says anything.
Mm-hmm. Or you do that. I don't know how I screwed this up, but I did. I used a randomizer program on the internet to pair people up. And a whoopsie.
No way.
You know, the AI stuff these days, it's taken over.
I would say the only path forward is to own it.
No.
However, the update continues. I'll read the last sentence. I came into work yesterday to a mailbox full of gift cards and lotto tickets. I'd say $700 or so in total value. No one has yet to say anything, so I hope they aren't listening. But I plan on going in today and completely ignoring the situation. Now, I sent this yesterday at 7:45 a.m. I'm off for the rest of the year starting this Friday. So I either get fired at the end of the day Thursday or I'm home free and it's gone.
I have so many more questions. I need to know what type of office this is. Is everybody friendly there? Is it a, if you were to walk in and be like, ah, gotcha, guys, would everyone laugh? Or is it going to be people are seriously upset?
The fact that he didn't own it makes me think it's the second one, right?
Lean in that way a bit, yeah.
I don't know. We might have to circle back again, at least before the end of the week. Like, still got a job? If you played Secret Santa and one person got all of it, we'll take that phone call too. Try the other end of that.
If you work in an office where something very similar to this happened last week, you know, what? Take that call.
I got so duped in a Secret Santa wine exchange one time. It was all done through social media. Big group of girls had gotten together and said, hey, if you want to be a part of this, very similar to like the book exchanges that people do on social media, this one was wine holiday themed. You say yes, and the person who started this trickle down effect pairs you with someone and you mail them a bottle of wine.
Okay.
And they set a budget so that you pair somebody with similar budgets. And I said, I could do $80. That's two really good bottles of wine, in my opinion. And I sent $80 worth of wine and I never got one in return.
Nothing?
Nothing. And I even messaged the girl because you see them. Like, you have to get the person's address. And so I messaged the girl who got all of it. And I was like, hey, this is the person I got, but I never received anything from her. And she's like, just shoot her a message on Facebook. I was like, biggie. So I do that.
You don't want to do that, though.
Hey, just wanted to double check my address to make sure nothing got like misconstrued here. And she never responded. And I was like, okay.
Because she has to know.
Enjoy the wine.
You can't try more than once.
No.
I mean, you could have, and it would have been acceptable, but no one's going to.
No, especially when you see that their little face popped up and they read it, and you're like,
yeah, it's pretty hard to ignore messages.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I need more info from this guy. So I guess this goes on another week.
Well, at least for us. I don't know if he does. Yeah. Hope he's not emailing or texting from a work phone. Mm. That ship is going to sail, it seems like.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig?
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.